With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
Protecting the health of our people is both a responsibility and a commitment we take seriously.
Cayman is further strengthening early detection, consistent reporting, and timely intervention across the health system for diseases that could pose a threat to the public. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes, tells Radio Cayman a recent update to the notifiable diseases schedule aligns more closely with regional and global surveillance networks.
Also, and importantly, it provides clarity to individuals and medical professionals so that everyone understands their obligations under the law and can act in a manner that reduces the risk of disease transmission.
The notifiable diseases schedule is a list of specific infectious diseases that health professionals and the public are required by law to report to public health authorities when a patient is diagnosed or suspected. The update includes 30 new illnesses, including things like Lyme disease, chikungunya, chlamydia, hand, foot, and mouth disease, Zika, and even cases of antimicrobial resistance. That brings the full list of notifiable diseases, which you can find at radiokman.gov.ky, to 67. A new paper published as part of the Central Caribbean Marine Institute's Blue Carbon Offset and Biodiversity Program has quantified thermal sensitivity of phosphorespiration in three Caribbean seagrasses in Little Cayman. This includes the seagrass's ability to continue to pull carbon through photosynthesis under future climate conditions.
The results have revealed an optimal sea temperature of 31 degrees across species. Above 32 degrees, productivity declines sharply across study species.
CCMI's Kate Holden tells Radio Cayman sea surface temperature models show that under certain climate scenarios, seagrasses in much of the Gulf of Mexico and Northern Caribbean could experience 20 to 30% of more months that are above their thermal optima over the next 75 years.
And thus, their ability to sequester carbon and contribute to climate mitigation will be compromised 20 to 30% of the time over the next 75 years.
This research provides important evidence and insight into how climate change could impact not only biodiversity, but climate resilience in Cayman and the Caribbean region. This work was done by CCMI's research team and Wheaton Women in Ocean Science scholar Haley Capone. You can find the full paper online at doi.org. Now, speaking of the Caribbean Marine Institute,
I'm going to show them what it looks like on Bloody Bay Wall. So those waves there, they are 6 to 8 foot waves, which in the 15 years that I've been coming to this project are definitely the biggest waves that I've seen.
CCMI is hosting a special Reefs Go Live tomorrow. This one will answer the question, why is everything so colorful? You can catch the Facebook Live broadcast from 10 a.m. tomorrow. Head to reefresearch.org for more information. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The war in the Middle East is continuing to drive up energy prices after strikes on key gas facilities in Qatar and Iran. Iran's been targeting Qatar's Ras Laffan complex in response to the bombing of Iranian facilities by Israel. President Trump has threatened to blow up South Pars, the world's biggest natural gas field, if Iran strikes Qatari energy sites again. Iranian attacks have also damaged energy plants in several other Gulf countries. They include Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates. The French president has described the strikes on oil and gas facilities as a reckless escalation. Emmanuel Macron was speaking as he arrived at a meeting in Brussels of European Union leaders. They're discussing their response to the war as well as how to manage their relationship with Donald Trump. In other news, a fierce storm has killed at least 19 people in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi. Forecasters have warned that heavy rain could continue. Chad has again closed its border with Sudan after a drone strike killed 17 people in the town of Tine. Officials say the drone hit a funeral on Wednesday evening and blamed Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces. The group denies involvement. The authorities in Comoros say 17 migrants have drowned in the Indian Ocean. They were trying to reach Mayotte, to French territory between Mozambique and Madagascar. That's the latest BBC News.